Well, as you watch the gridlock going on in Washington right now, and I should remind you that we're now on a countdown. Washington has until midnight to reach some kind of deal before the government shuts down. I can't even imagine what it's like for our two next guests watching this going on. Byron Dorgan, former Democratic senator from the state of North Dakota, and Bob Bennett, former Republican senator from the state of Utah, both members of Congress formerly. Byron Dorgan decided not to run for re-election, and Bob Bennett lost his party's nomination to a Tea Party candidate. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Senator Dorgan, let me begin with you. And I, you know, to a certain extent, I got to think that at this point you're saying, thank goodness I'm not in Washington right now.
Well, it is pretty disappointing. You know, both Bob and I from the outside now see what the American people see. And if at the bottom line that everything Congress does, the judgment ought to be, is this good for our country? Is it good for the American people? I don't think anybody in Congress can answer the question affirmatively. Say, yeah, all this talk about shutdown or the prospect of shutting the government down tonight would be good for the country or good for the American people. It's not. It's absurd. It's going to hurt this country. I hope that today they can finally reach an agreement. And then this is only to fund the government until the end of September. I mean, this is a small skirmish. There's a big battle ahead about priorities and about big programs and how to deal and how to wrestle with this federal debt.
Bob Bennett, I got to imagine that this is even more ironic for you since you lost your nomination to a Tea Party candidate and is now largely the Tea Party, which is kind of holding up negotiations in a certain way, trying to force the Republican Party not to give in.
Yes, I always said during the campaign, obviously unsuccessfully, to the delegates that ousted me in a convention, politics is a team sport. And no, they said, you were there, it didn't work the way we wanted, so you must be personally responsible for all of the difficulties, and we're going to get rid of you. The team has to get together and recognize, as Byron has said, this is bad for America. I was talking to a fellow yesterday who was in the Air Force in the last shutdown back in 1995-96 over the end of the year, and he said the government was shut down for 2 weeks, and it was 9 months before he got ammunition to his base.
Wow.
The breakdown in the way things move through a very large organization can take a very long lead time to get back to speed. And I think these folks who are up there now don't realize that.
That's Senator Bob Bennett, former Republican senator from the state of Utah, and also with us Senator Byron Dorgan, former Democratic senator from the state of North Dakota. And Senator Dorgan, you know, please explain to me exactly what's going on here that makes us now approaching a deadline. And it seems incredible to me that what is possibly holding up the process is a debate over abortion. And the reason that's incredible to me is that's not really a budget issue. Is this a fight over larger philosophical ideas, or are we just talking about a budget?
Well, this is not just about numbers, as I understand it. There are a lot of riders or other issues, that fund various things that have been put into this and have clogged the arteries of compromise. But let me just say that the only way democracy really works, for anyone who's worked it and been there, is the lubricant for democracy is when people feel differently about things, they come to a table and reach some kind of compromise. We have people in Congress now who've just arrived who believe that if you compromise on anything, you've given up on your principles. And so they've decided, you know what, we're perfectly willing to shut the government down. In fact, we view it as probably a success in the short term because we haven't moved off our principles. The problem is, you know, not everyone can be right, and not everyone can have their way, and I think there needs to be sensible compromise, especially now because our economy is still being repaired and still recovering from the deepest recession since the Great Depression. So they really need to reach a compromise today and then tackle the bigger problems. This country has very large problems and big and difficult problems that need to be tackled, and it's going to require, as Bob said, teamwork, and boy, we see precious little of it from the outside these days.
All right, Senator Dorgan, a former senator from North Dakota. Senator Bennett, a former senator from Utah. Many of these, especially the Tea Party candidates who are saying, hold firm, no compromise, many of them say, I have to go home to the constituents that elected me, and I can't go home and tell them I compromised on the very issues they voted for me. What do you think about the people of Utah? Do you think the people of Utah are really supporting staying firm?
No, I don't. We've seen examples of that, and I won't take the time to go through it. But in the heat of the campaign, you make statements that later on you wish you hadn't. And every politician does it. You look back and say, oh, my gosh, I said that to that audience, and it seemed like the logical thing to say at the moment, and now I'm stuck with it. Well, no, you're not stuck with it. If you can make the case, and just about everybody can if they're willing to, that the pressures of the time when I got back to Washington were different than I thought they were going to be, and I did what was best for the country, and here applaud me for being willing to do the right thing. The senator, other than my father, whom I look to the most on the Republican side as my political hero, was Everett Dirksen. And Dirksen was the one who worked out with the Northern Democrats the Civil Rights Act that made it possible for black Americans to be able to vote in ways that they were never able to do before. And people said to him, you know, you're violating your principles. And he said, I have very strong principles, and one of them is flexibility. And Dirksen was a superb legislator who did great things for this country. We need some more Dirksens. On both sides of the aisle, frankly, although there are a lot of people who are willing to. Right now, the Tea Party has a hold on the House leadership to a degree that I think is not healthy. But as they go back and start talking to constituents who say, wait a minute, you're responsible for the breakdown, they're going to find that
The
electoral atmosphere that they got elected in 2010 changes. It always does.
That is former Senator Bob Bennett from the state of Utah. We also spoke with former Senator Byron Dorgan from the state of North Dakota talking about gridlock in Washington. Thank you, gentlemen.